You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. We're very serious about this pitch. We want you to say with a straight face, I need $700 billion by Thursday. 877-8-MY-TAKE is how you can deliver your pitch to us, or mytake at thetakeaway.org. You know, in the United States, we make a lot of hay out of our governmental institutions, particularly on Capitol Hill, the House and the Senate. But it happens to be the case that world markets are poised, watching with great detail exactly what is going on Capitol Hill as Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson attempts to convince Democrats and Republicans that $700 billion from the U.S. Treasury needs to be spent to back up the financial markets all over the world. And it raises an issue that is actually very succinctly stated in the main headline at the Financial Times, the FT today. Fears emerge over U.S. bailout. And joining us from the FT is Chris Brown-Humes, who's a market editor for the Financial Times, joining us from London. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Not at all. Good morning.
As world markets are poised, literally looking at what the details are that are being hammered out on Capitol Hill, what are the fears that market makers are really concerned about, and what are they looking for in, say, Bernanke's testimony today and Paulson's testimony today?
Well, I think they're looking for a lot more certainty than they've had at the moment. I mean, we've got this headline figure of $700 billion, but we've still got no idea really how this bailout fund is going to be structured. We don't know precisely what the eligible assets are going to be, what the institutions involved are going to be, how the auctions are going to work to buy these assets. So there's a lot of detail that we simply don't have yet. I think markets are also looking beyond that, though. They want to know that there's going to be political consensus behind whatever package is finally agreed. And, of course, the thing behind even that is, even when we get the package, is it going to work?
So you're looking for efficacy, you're looking for speed, and you're looking for a political consensus. Are you sure you might have this country mistaken for another country?
It may be a tall order, but it's very interesting to see how the, you know, when we heard the details of the 700 first come out last Thursday and Friday, markets were euphoric. I have to say a lot of that has dissipated since then. I mean, as I speak to you now, the main index in the UK at the moment is down 2.5%.
Wow.
So it shows that we're, you know, there's still an awful lot of uncertainty out there.
What's the clock ticking here? I mean, is there a window where beyond which markets are simply going to make their own decisions?
Well, to a certain extent, there is. I mean, of course, you know, the markets are always impatient for news, and they want it now. The trouble is that things as complex as this take a long time to work through. So, you know, I mean, there's not a sort of, this has got to be agreed by Thursday lunchtime, or we're going to sell the market again. I mean,
does that then create its own inherent distrust of the process itself?
Well, I don't think it creates a distrust of the process itself. I mean, markets have got to understand that things as complex as this take an awful long time to work through, and it's better to get a properly thought-through package than one that has to be revised repeatedly on the way through.
Well, I want to leave with the idea of pricing. Paulson has said that he, if he gets this money, will be pricing these distressed assets and then buying them for the Federal Treasury. Once that happens, does then he have the ability to basically set the world price, or will he be competing with some other price?
No, I mean, to a large extent, that is a key element of uncertainty. What is the price at which these assets are going to be taken over? Because on the one hand, it's got to, I mean, if he buys them too cheaply, I mean, if he doesn't pay enough for them, then the U.S. taxpayer is going to lose out. But if he doesn't pay enough for them, then the financial system is still going to have a lot of problems.
Well, that's the perfect proposition.
Getting that balance right is absolutely crucial.
All right, Chris Brown-Humes, thanks so much for joining us. Chris Brown-Humes, speaking with us from London, is the markets editor for the London Financial Times. Adore?
Certainly lots of people on that list of wait and see.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.